In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching the Second World War. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. During World War II, the German occupation authorities in Poland forced Jews to slave labor. In the Radom district, many Jews were imprisoned and employed in labor camps in so-called Gulags, Judenlagers, Arbeitslager für Juden, operating at the German corporations that took over pre-war Polish factories. According to official German statistics, in May 1943, after the great wave of deportations of Jews to extermination camps under Aktion Reinhardt, there were still about 22,000 Jews left in labor camps. In total, however, up to 50,000 Jews probably passed through all the labor camps in the region. The largest Gulag was established in Skarżysko-Kamienna as a branch of the Hugo Schneider Aktionsgesellschaft Company, abbreviated HASAK. In 1944, from 8 to 9,000 Jewish workers worked there. Other branches of the Leipzig concern operated in Częstochowa and Kielce. Other lager labor camps for Jews were organized by the Germans in Radom, Pionki, Sędziszów, Ostrowiec Świętokrzyski, Bliżyn and Starachowice. In each of them, Jewish workers worked for the needs of the German Reich in the most difficult conditions, in hunger, subjected to terror and constant selections. Usually the selected people were murdered immediately in the camps. Poles were also forced to work in the same factories, but as so-called free workers. Naturally, there were many mutual contacts between Polish and Jewish workers, which was strictly forbidden by the German camp authorities. Announcements were made in factories and special announcements were posted to discourage Poles from contacts with the Jews. It is worth noting that Polish workers could face the death penalty not only for delivering food, often confiscated by the Werkschutz during daily inspections, but also for commercial contacts, such as exchanging clothes for food. The range of punishment applied for providing help also consisted in offending Poles by calling them Polish pigs, mistreatment, imprisonment, or deportation to a concentration camp. In HASAK in Skarżysko, many Poles were involved in helping Jews for a fee, but also for humanitarian reasons. One of those who risked his own life to save Jews was Tadeusz Nowak, a Polish repair locksmith from HASAK in Skarżysko, and at the same time a Home Army soldier nicknamed Szperacz. In the Home Army, he commanded an ammunition transfer group. Members of the group, including Nowak, also dealt with the transport of food for Jews. Among the people whom Nowak selflessly helped was Shmuel Zaleman. He often received bread, marmalade, or a piece of margarine from Nowak. Just before Easter 1943, Nowak was caught by the camp guards, the so-called Werkschutz, handing over food and letters to one of the Jewish prisoners, and then detained for several hours in custody. Presumably, to discourage others from helping Jews, on 21st April 1943, the German director of HASAK, Egon Dalski, ordered Nowak to be publicly executed by hanging in front of hundreds of other workers. Two work shifts, those entering and those leaving, were stopped, and machine guns were aimed at the workers. Posters proclaiming that Nowak had been sentenced to death for helping Jews were also put up. Because the rope broke and the execution failed, the unconscious Nowak was shot by Kurt Krause, the commander of the Werkschutz. His body was hanged on the factory gate with a plaque and with an inscription informing about the cause of his death. According to one version, it read, "For helping Jews and delivering letters." And according to another, "This Pole gave bread to Jews." On 28th of March 1990, Tadeusz Nowak was posthumously honored with the title of Righteous Among the Nations. Historians estimate that during the Second World War, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. the German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.